The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Welcome, everybody. It's nice to see you all. And thank you, Neil, for putting that in the chat box about this forum that we have, that people who attend happy hour can connect outside of the happy hour settings. And so tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I appreciate very much this teaching of loving kindness for oneself. I sometimes feel like our inner critics can get so loud and authoritative that we start to believe them. And part of the power of loving kindness practice is loving kindness for oneself as a way that supports us and helps us. And some of you know this book, or this, at least I don't know this book, but I know this sentence from this book, and maybe you guys know this too, written by James Joyce. The sentence: Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body, right? And so I thought that was like such an odd sentence years ago, until I started meditating. I realized, oh yeah, how often I'm kind of like disconnected from my body. I'm like off in my thoughts and doing these types of things. And maybe even sometimes we feel like the body is just this hostile stranger we're dragging around with us or something. We feel kind of disconnected and not like it's an ally or an integral part of our life or practice. And maybe we just sometimes feel like that, or maybe you never feel like that. But part of having this appreciation and care and kindness and love for ourselves, we need to be reunited with our bodies. We need to be connected to our bodies, not only in our heads. And there's something that can be profoundly healing about re-engaging with our bodies and remembering and what it's like. Maybe as a child, we were really connected, or maybe rejoining in some ways, you know, or harmonizing, or have a sense of wholeness, or completing, or stop fractionalizing, or whatever the word is. It's part of this learning to love ourselves, learning to take care of ourselves. And not only that, but how can we feel a connection and a care with others if we feel disconnected from ourselves, disconnected from our bodies? So this journey of loving ourselves does not mean that we like everything about our bodies. It doesn't mean that we have to suddenly become enamored with everything about our bodies, or maybe, you know, we could say our personalities as well. But it does mean stepping away from conventional ideas about maybe what we have been told, either directly or indirectly, about what is wrong with our bodies. Stepping away from kind of the societal messages. This idea that if we can feel and appreciate our bodies from within, like from inside, then we're no longer like in bondage to these messages that we get from the outside. So this way that we can soften or lessen some of the judgments that we have, or at least, you know, put them to one side as we continue to awaken awareness of our bodies, as we connect or reconnect with them. And in some ways to create a new friendship with our bodies that maybe we have felt like betrayed or disappointed in our bodies. But in some ways, can we, with loving kindness practice and this practice, can we have a, instead of a betrayal or disappointment, have an alliance with our bodies, recognizing that it definitely is part of our life. Of course it is. And that it can be a tremendous support. And the more that we can get integrated, the more that we can have thoughts, but also feel embodied, have experiences from an embodied place, the more our lives will unfold with a little more ease and maybe some more warmth and care. So I'd like to offer this guided meditation with loving kindness. It's a little bit different than the conventional way. I've done this a few times here. And I learned this from Sharon Salzberg writes about it in one of her books. I didn't learn it from her directly, but she learned about it from a monastic from Sri Lanka. This person who was 94 years old and had lots of energy, according to Sharon. So I know that feels promising. And it's a way that maybe we kind of put aside some of the, I don't know, really rational, logical parts of us. We don't necessarily put it aside. We let it just take a back seat. And instead, we kind of like, well, tune into our bodies with different parts. So be combining a body scan and a loving kindness with this. And I'll guide us with this. Just as a way to reunite, reconnect, or become particularly embodied. And I'm offering this because, I don't know, maybe today I feel like this would be a great support for me. And so I'm hoping it'll be a great support for you also. Sometimes we get disconnected from ourselves. Okay. So let's start with a little bit just of some general mindfulness. So we'd like to take a, with that as an introduction, you can take a meditative posture. Posture that has some ease as well as some uprightness. And if it's not literal uprightness, like a figurative, you know, the uprightness that has a sense of alertness. So alertness, uprightness, as well as comfort. No reason to be unnecessarily uncomfortable, certainly. And to sit and know we're sitting. Does it feel like at this moment to be in this posture? Right. Just in general, a global checking in with the bodily sense. Allowing ourselves to arrive here, now. Resting our attention on the sensations of breathing. Giving our mind an object, something to do. feeling the in-breaths and out-breaths. Tuning in to the sensations of breathing. And then to start our loving kindness practice. Do something not the usual way. You're welcome to modify the words that I'm about to offer to a way that makes sense and is comfortable for you. As I said, we'll be combining a body scan with loving kindness. We'll start at the top. May my head be happy. May my head be peaceful. Feeling into the head. May my eyes be happy. May the eyes be peaceful. May the shoulders be happy. May the shoulders be peaceful. May the upper back be happy. May the lower back be happy. May the lower back be peaceful. May the chest be happy. May the chest be peaceful. May the belly be happy. May the belly be peaceful. May the hips be happy. May the hips be peaceful. May the upper legs be happy. May the upper legs be peaceful. May the knees be happy. May the knees be peaceful. May the lower legs be happy. May the lower legs be peaceful. May the feet be happy. May the feet be peaceful. May the arms be happy. May the arms be peaceful. May the hands be happy. May the hands be peaceful. So then we can start again. Body scan. Different parts of the body with some warmth and some care. Maybe using the same phrases that I was using, or maybe using your own phrases. Going at your own pace. In whatever way feels comfortable for you. I'll be silent here for a bit. May all the different parts of the body be happy. May all the different parts of the body be peaceful. Recognizing and appreciating the body. Regarding it with some warm-heartedness and care. No matter what's going on with the body. May the body be happy. May the body be peaceful. Thank you. So this way of just going through a body scan, different parts of the body, and offering some warmth, some care, some attention. This can be a really wonderful way to kind of like have some soothing or some settling down. It can be a really great support. It gives the mind just enough to do, but it's not too complicated. So just enough to do so that it may be a little bit easier to stay connected to the practice, but not too complicated. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms so you have an opportunity to talk about this. And the purpose of the breakout rooms is just to provide an opportunity for you guys to share. But importantly, it's also an opportunity to do loving kindness in action, in person, you know, as to hold the space for others while they share, while they explore. So the purpose is not to educate others, not to inform others, but more just to create the conditions in which people might be able to share a little bit about what that experience was like while we're holding the space. So we do this by just doing kind of like the spiral format. I know that Nikki has been doing this, where you just say one thing and then let it go to the next person, say one thing, goes to the next person, say one thing, go to the next person. And then it comes back around to you. And now having heard other things, maybe you have something, a new idea, something that you hadn't thought of before. Something that maybe is on the edge of your understanding or the edge of your ideas. So in this way we can create a safe space for people to talk about and share what they're about, what their experience is. Okay, so we'll be in groups of three or four, and if it's helpful, you can go in the alphabetical order according to your screen name. And here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. So are there any comments or questions or something you'd like to share after the breakout rooms?
I just like to say, Diana, it's clear that your topic evoked a lot of interest from our group. And probably, I think the most interesting was Hugh, who did a walking. I want him to speak about what he told us he did. Hugh, were you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you want to tell the rest of the group what you did? Because that's really amazing.
It was just a long walking meditation. We walked across America from Los Angeles to New York City. And it was a meditation lasted 9.5 months. And it was a very good meditation.
Wow-wee. Okay, that's quite something.
Isn't that impressive?
Nice. Nice, Hugh. I'm happy to hear this. That's a very long meditation, 9.5 months. Wow. Okay.
You know, perhaps you've heard of the Peace Pilgrim. She's written a couple of books. Well, she's done it. She's crossed the continent. I think she crossed it, 9 or 10 times. Wow. Before she got hit by a car, you know.
Oh.
Poor girl. But that's one of the dangers of doing this meditation is you kind of have to walk along the sides of roads, you know. I guess you could do it out in the open fields, but we walked on roads and Peace Pilgrim walked on roads too, you know.
Nice. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I know somebody who's out walking the Appalachian Trail right now, and they've done the Pacific Crest Trail. You know, these other ideas, it's not quite 9 months, but, you know, months of just walking.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Hugh. Jean.
Just kind of an observation that in my group with somebody who had been listening to a book about how emotions are made. Mm-hmm. And so we were kind of thinking about your guided meditation. We were just kind of wondering if maybe that was a way to go to the source of the emotions, which is the body. You know, that's one of the theories in this book, I guess. And try to, I guess, make a more friendly, fertile ground to shape the emotions.
Yeah, I would say that as well as, maybe I shouldn't say as well as to have a friendly, fertile ground, right? It's to create the conditions in which emotions can be seen and experienced and in a welcoming way, but also just to kind of like shift our relationship to whatever's happening, whether it's an emotion or it's a bodily experience or something like that, but just to be cultivating this warm-heartedness towards it. But
thank you.
And I think that's there. I've heard this theory that, you know, where does it start? Do emotions start with the body or do they start with the mind? And different, you know, traditions, different professions, I would say, I have different ideas about this. But regardless of where they start, we know that there's both of components, right, of the body and of the mind. Emotions definitely have both. And we can work with whichever one. We can start wherever. Or wherever is easiest, whatever is the most accessible.
Thank you.
Okay, well, what a delight to see you all and to practice together. And I wish may your body, may all your experiences be happy and peaceful. And if you'd like, we can unmute and say goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diana. Welcome back.
Everyone. Good, Diana. Yes, good to have you
nice
back.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Nice seeing you all.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.